a beautiful Arizona morning. What did you say? Instead of a Smunday,
I think
day of, annual
Arizona
day of celebration.
Has a perfect opportunity.
You want me to call
to
the governor?
A bragging right. Well, I need to look up. I'm going to use this as a challenge to myself to learn how to write a piece of legislation and get it passed through Senate.
Okay, Romy's
Law.
So
the best way I can learn is to experience something firsthand.
There you
I'm
go.
Not a great classroom student.
There you
I'm
go.
Not a great.
I
have to do things hands on. He loved doing that when she's on the. She's talking on the phone.
She can't hear me.
She'll get.
I was a horrible student.
So I'm going to write a law and send it to Congress for them to consider a too pretty to work day. Because every other state ends up with snow days or hurricane days or tornado days.
Yeah.
We don't have any of those. So we need something that can also be used into our tourism advertising and promotion. Is we have an annual too pretty to work day. And on a Sunday, the governor will declare, you know, at his choice, one day a year, depending on a list of criteria. The temperature has to be between 60 and 70. No clouds forecasted.
This is it, baby, right here. Although it needs to be a work day.
Yeah, it has to be a work day. Okay, right. It has to be a work day.
Well, I think the governor knows me. He sends me an email every Thursday. I could probably pick the phone up. He'd probably take my phone call.
I'm pretty sure his people do that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get back to the phone calls. People waiting to hear us. Let's get to Jim in Tucson. Hey, man. Good morning. Thanks for calling Rosie on the house. How can we help you?
Rosie, I'm standing out in my patio.
Okay.
And over it is a kind of a flat roof, slight slope, so the water runs off to the edge.
Okay.
The house is a gabled house, and the gable comes down to this roof over the patio.
Okay.
And I think water is getting through the joint where the roof shingles intersect the flat roof on the patio.
Jim, do you know, was the patio added later or was it built with the house?
I'm going to assume it was built with the house.
Okay. Well, here's what I want you to do. Get to our website, rosieonhouse.com. Plug in your zip code in Tucson. You're going to come up and ask for roofing. You're going to come up with two Rosie certified roofers. West Coast Roofing at East Broadway and Lions Roofing.
Well, okay, the roof appears to be in good shape. It's a shingled roof.
Yep.
And where it meets this, there's a sheeting, like a metallic sheeting.
Yes.
Over the flat patio.
Yes.
And there is a joint, a very modest joint where the slope roof from the gable over the house meets this flat roof over the patio. And I think water that comes down the slope roof isn't going right onto the patio, the surface of the patio roof and running off. Most of it is, but some of it is getting in this little crack. And I'm wondering what I should use to seal it.
Okay. The metal flashing is throwing me off. We do that a lot when we add a patio to an existing roof. But if the roof is existing, if the house and the patio are built at the same time, we generally run the patio roofing up the side of the slope, and then the shingles come down on top of that. If we're adding the patio, then we slip a piece of flashing up underneath the shingles, run the patio roof underneath the flashing, and lay the flashing down on top of that. If you'd like a roofer there for free and have him show you what to do, you can call West Coast Roofing, East Broadway in Tucson, or Lions Roofing on West Grant. Tell them you talked to Rosie on air, and Rosie said that they would send someone free to your house. Let them take a look at it, put the old evil eye of experience on it, and they will coach you through the do-it-yourself repair and show you what products to use, how to identify where the leak is coming from, and the techniques of how to put down what we call a three-coat asphalt membrane repair. Give those guys a call, Jim. They're going to come out and tutor you for free because you made it into the Rosie on the House broadcast. Do we have time to take Barry or Tom real quick, Barry? Mr. Barry?
Rosie, how are you?
Very good.
Romy there with you, too, I take it.
Is this the Barry Thornton?
It's the only one.
It's the only one. Wow, I saw that. I saw that name, and I thought.
No, I'm calling you from Kentucky.
Okay, what part?
Mount Washington, just outside of Louisville. Oh. That's where I live now.
Man, that's beautiful.
How's Miss Janet?
She's doing just fine.
Wonderful.
And we just wanted to call you. We actually do have a question.
Okay.
But, I didn't even know that I could stream you guys online until this morning. Got all excited. And I said, I just got to call these guys with a question to legitimize my time on the air with them.
Okay.
And I have a leaky faucet out back. It's not leaking now. We jimmied the handle a little bit to where it isn't leaking right now. But I'm just wondering, is this something that I can fix myself? Or should I get a plumber? Just how serious is this?
All right. I've got 10 seconds to answer it. All you're going to want to do is turn the hose bib on. Just crack it a little bit. Take a crescent wrench and tighten that packing nut that's right underneath the valve itself, and then turn it off. That should stop it. If it doesn't stop it, take the crescent wrench, open the packing nut all the way. There'll be a little washer there in the bottom you can replace, and you're all done. Pastor Barry Thornton, actually the man that baptized my son, Romy Romero. Pastor Barry, you take care, my friend.